Our memory verse this morning is really short, but quite meaningful. Pat, if you'll put it up. Joshua 23, verse 8. But cleave unto the Lord your God, as you have done unto this day. Short, short verse. It's at the end of Joshua's life, and he is giving advice. Now just think, if you were giving a last word of advice to your children or to those very close to you, those that you love and care about, and you care about their ongoing life, what advice would you give? What would you say if you knew your days were coming to an end, it was almost over, what would you say to someone? Just think for a moment. Have a good time, burn out. Live for the devil? I don't think so. I don't think so. This is very strong. That cleave to me is kind of an English word, and you know, you take those words and you say, yeah, I know what it means. But what does it really mean? In the Hebrew, it has incredible meaning. It means, it's Strong's number 1692, Dabak. And it means to impinge. Whoa, that's getting closer than close, isn't it? When you impinge on something, to adhere. You ever had anything stick to your hands and you can't get it off? That's what adhering is. You can't get rid of it. You step on it. You try to pull it off, and but it just won't come up, won't shake off, whatever. That's what he's saying. Don't let yourself even be shaken loose from God. It means to catch by pursuit. Whoa. Not just cleave, just stay there and kind of be near or whatever, but to catch by pursuit. In fact, it even means to overtake. In other words, get out in front of God. I'm going to get out in front of you and look right in your face. To abide, not just to follow, but the word is follow closely. Not just to follow, but follow closely. To follow hard after, to be joined together, to stick to. And that's Joshua's advice to the people of Israel, to the Israelites. He's saying, hey, get close to God. This is the only way you're going to make it work. The only way your life is going to work is to get close to God. And I thought, wow, how appropriate for us today. Who knows what's coming? Who knows what's ahead? But the best advice is for us to follow this advice that Joshua gives to his people and the advice we should share one with another. Tell people, hey, get close to Jesus. It's really what counts. It's really the important thing. So let's stand and let's say this together with some meaning in our hearts. But cleave unto the Lord your God as you have done unto this day. Keep sticking with it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Then we each cling to Jesus ourselves, to our Father ourselves, and then we come together, and corporately, we're all really close to him. Are you close to him this morning? If you weren't a minute ago, just get close to him right now. Just get really close, like he just said, hey, come on, and he put his arm around you. Now he has his arms on your shoulder, and he's looking right into your heart and into your soul. He wants to be there. He wants to have that close communion and fellowship with us. I'm glad I'm here this morning. Are you glad you're here? Okay.